1075 KCL with Jared and Katie's Feature Film Friday, starring Dale M. Pollack, professor of cinema studies at North Carolina School of the Arts. Ready?
Action! Good morning, Dale. What's up?
Morning, Jared. Morning, Josie.
Good morning, Dale.
Yeah, Katie's getting married today.
Yes. Give her my congratulations, please.
I will.
She heard you, I'm sure. She's been unnaturally listening every morning starting at 6 a.m. since she took this vacation. I'm not sure what's wrong with her.
She can't sleep. Yeah. And plus, you're going to
stay away. Just can't stay away.
I know.
She loves it so much. I know you're going to review her wedding, so that I'm looking forward to seeing what
awesome.
You know how
It'll
that goes.
Four stars.
Out of how many? Is that out of 10 or 4? That's good. Well, the first movie, there's some, I don't know, really big movies opening up, but I think some interesting movies opening up. Is Keanu Reeves, who hasn't done anything of any note in a long time, correct me if I'm wrong, but he's in a...
You are correct. And, you know, this is his attempt, frankly, to become the next Liam Neeson. Every one of these actors is begging to have the rejuvenation that Liam Neeson saw in his career when he did Taken. So Keanu Reeves needs a similar boost. The surprising thing about John Wick is it's getting pretty good advance word from action film fans. And I must say, this is unique. This film was directed by two former stuntmen.
Oh, wow.
I don't know any stuntmen who have become feature film directors, particularly not a big-budget, effects-driven movie like this. The budget on this film is over $70 million. So it's got a good cast. Willem Dafoe is in it. John Leguizamo, Ian McShane, the British actor, plays the villain. And Michael Nyqvist, the Swedish actor who was in Girl from the Dragon Tattoo, is in this. And the word is, it's supposed to be deliver the goods. And if it does, you can be sure there will be a sequel.
Yeah, I saw the preview, and the preview looked action-packed. Here is a trailer real quick.
Jonathan, you got out once. You dip so much as a pinky back into this pond, you may find something reaching out to pull you back in. It's personal.
Where'd you get that car?
What does it matter?
It's not what you did, son. It's who you did it to.
The nobody?
That nobody. It's John Wick.
I don't know. It seems pretty cool. I mean, it seems like, you know, if you like action movies.
Dude flick.
Yeah, it is a dude flick.
Keanu Reeves is not the most emotive actor.
No.
But what?
But he has a presence on screen, and I think that's what they're going to play off of for John Wick.
All right. The next movie is Saint Vincent.
Well, you know, there's a crazy way you can get Bill Murray to do a movie. You call an 800 number. You leave him your idea. And if he likes it, he'll get in touch with you and give you a P.O. box you can send it to.
Are you being serious?
I'm completely serious.
Wow.
So be honest, Dale. How many times have you done that? How many times have you sent him something or called?
I have never sent him something. But believe me, thousands of people do, and thousands of people never hear back. Theodore Melfi, the writer of this film, did hear back. And he heard back because Bill Murray said he liked the punctuation in his letter. So he agreed to meet with him, and the result is the guy is starring in Theodore Melfi's film, St. Vincent. Now, it's a very predictable story. Bill Murray is the old drunk curmudgeon next door. Melissa McCarthy moves in with her son. She needs a babysitter. Guess who it turns out to be? And guess who ends up with a heart of gold?
I see.
So I thought it'd be like a real-life Bad Grandpa, that Jackass movie that came out.
I think if you just look at Bill Murray, that's what it is.
Okay.
But he's in a sentimental, sappy kind of situation. And I've heard the end of the film makes your teeth hurt. It's so sugary. But up until that point, Bill Murray delivers.
Okay.
And he's really fun to watch when he's rolling his eyes, drinking at the bar, throwing up everywhere. Naomi Watts, of all people, plays a Russian stripper who is his girlfriend. And Chris O'Dowd is around as a priest. So it's got an interesting cast. The only reason to go, I think, is Bill Murray. And I think in this case, he's worth it.
Okay, sounds good. And the final movie I have not heard of, I like the title. It's called Dear White People.
Well, this film caused a big buzz at the Sundance Film Festival. It won a special jury prize. All the word I've heard about this movie is really terrific. It's from a first-time director. And actually, there was an episode that happened in the Triad that is similar to the premise of this film. It's about a highly inappropriate African-American themed party that a fraternity holds and how that affects the black students on an Ivy League campus, the very small number of black students at a very white Ivy League school. And there were a few weeks ago, I think it was a fraternity at Wake Forest tried to do a similar party, and that was canceled quickly. This one goes on and turns the campus into an uproar. And the writing and direction is supposed to be stiletto sharp. This is a really smart, contemporary movie about race relations among young people. And I think everything I've heard is this is a film worth seeing.
Okay, so it sounds like we have three movies worth seeing for different reasons. John Wick for guys, action movies, St. Vincent if you like comedies, and Bill Murray. And it's just something totally different, Dear White People.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and then if you're really into Ouija, the thing I heard is the Ouija board spelled out the letters, don't go.
Great, that's the tickets we have, Dale. We appreciate it.
Yeah, but it's free. People won't complain,
that's
right?
Free. Yes, they will.
Yes, they will. They always do.
Dale, you're the man as always.
Thanks, Dale.
We appreciate it.
Jared and Katie's Feature Film Friday on 107.5 KZL, starring Dale M. Pollock. Check them out at DaleMPollock.com.